When Jesus had finished telling some parables, he went into his own country, to Nazareth, the town where he'd grown up. And as he usually did, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. The book of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. And when he'd opened the scroll, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor." Now, Christ means anointed. Jesus was the Christ, the anointed one. So he was reading a prophecy all about himself. And it continued, "He," that's God has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach freedom to the captives, and recovery of sight to those who are blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to preach the year of the Lord's favour." He closed the scroll and gave it back to the minister and sat down. And the eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on Jesus. And he said to them, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your ears." So he was the fulfillment of that Old Testament prophecy he just read to them. Everyone wondered at the words of grace that came from him, and they said, "Isn't this Joseph's son? Isn't this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James, Joseph, Jude and Simon? And aren't his sisters here with us?" And they were upset with him. But Jesus said to them, "A prophet is never without honour except in his own country and among his own family and in his own house." And he was amazed because of their unbelief. And all those in the synagogue hearing these things were very angry and thrust him out of the city and led him up to the edge of the hill on which their city was built, that they might throw him down. But he passed through the middle of them and went his way.
Now, it just shows how human nature Jesus was, to actually be amazed that people had such unbelief.
Yeah, that's right. And also the way that the people said, "But this is the son of Mary. This is the carpenter. How can he be the Messiah?" So Jesus had lived with them for 30 years, more or less, and they didn't really realise that he was any different to them because, as you say, he had our nature. Now, he got into a boat with his disciples and he said to them, "Let's go over to the other side of the lake." This was on the Sea of Galilee. So they set sail, but as they sailed, he fell asleep, tired with all this teaching and preaching. And there came down a storm of wind on the lake, and the boat was filled with water so that they were in danger.
Now that just shows how human-natured Jesus was again. It just proves there really was a Jesus.
That's right. He had our nature and he was not God himself.
No.
So the disciples woke Jesus up saying, "Master, Master, we're drowning, we're sinking." Jesus arose and rebuked the wind and the raging water, and there was a great calm. And he said to the disciples, "Where is your faith?" They were frightened and wondered at this, saying to one another, "What manner of man is this? For he commands even the winds and the water, and they obey him." So again, they realise that Jesus is a man, but what manner of man is this? He had the power of God. And they came to the other side of the lake, into the country of the Gadarenes.